and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The drop in consumer confidence last month, the largest in more than 3 years, is being driven by the thought that prices are not coming down. CBS's Director of Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, on a new CBS News YouGov poll.
Prices are the way that people process things because it's right up close to them, right? Now, here's another part of this. Is your income keeping up with inflation? Three quarters that say no, it isn't. And that's a big reason why people say overall still that the national economy is bad.
A federal judge in San Francisco finds that the mass firings of probationary government employees were likely unlawful. CBS's Nancy Cordes asked President Trump today about some of the DOGE cuts.
Veterans make up 30% of the federal workforce. Are you tracking how many veterans have been fired so far? And do you want DOGE to avoid letting them go?
We take good care of our veterans, so we're watching that very carefully. And we hope it's going to be as small a number as possible. But we are having great success in slimming down our government.
CBS News learns that the president is rolling back constraints on American commanders to authorize airstrikes and special ops raids outside conventional battlefields. That's according to U.S. officials with knowledge of the policy shift. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland points out,
there's always that concern. If you strike targets indiscriminately, you may be successful in taking out a particular terrorist leader. But if you do that in a fashion that results in large-scale civilian casualties and large-scale civilian deaths, have you alienated a much larger portion in the population, and in fact, in a very unusual way, ironic way, encourage that terrorist organization's recruitment in many, many ways.
A school district in Texas has responded weeks after 11-year-old Jocelyn Rojo Carranza committed suicide. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
A statement from the Gainesville, Texas school district, where Jocelyn attended sixth grade, confirms what her family had alleged. She was the target of bullying by a fellow student. The district also confirms Jocelyn reported to her school's principal that other students were bullied over their immigration status.
Mexico sends infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero to the U.S., along with 28 other prisoners requested by the U.S. government. Reporter Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
He is perhaps best known as being the man behind the killing of U.S. DEA agent Kiki Camarena back in 1985. He did serve 28 years in a Mexican prison, was released, and recaptured in 2022.
Bitcoin sinks below $80,000 for the first time since November after a sell-off in the cryptocurrency sector. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week in part one with our friends from the ADRC, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Thomas. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy in the overnight, the low near 30. A southwest wind, breezy. On Friday, wind advisory. Northwest winds developing with gusts over 40 miles per hour. There will be a slight chance of some rain and sprinkles. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 28.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on, a lot to talk about. Adopt a red state, how Democrats can expose Republican cowards. I'll get to that in a minute. Also, the plan to demolish Social Security is underway right before our eyes. Who's going to stop them? We'll see. We'll talk about that. Also, there are two lesbian lead characters on the hit TV show FBI Most Wanted. This administration, are they going to have to write them out of the story? To what extent does television reflect culture or culture drive television? I think it's a fascinating conversation. We'll talk about that in the first hour also. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Of course, Vladimir Zelensky is on his way to Washington, D.C. And Victoria Jones is going to drop by about the press being shut out in Washington. A Moscow-like chill is taking hold. And in the third hour of our program, is the flu shot for next year getting canceled along with the plans to develop a bird flu vaccine? Is a diseased population easier to control? Ruth Ben-Ghiad has some thoughts on that. I'll share them with you. Also, a crazy alert. We now have proof that Trump runs Fox so-called news. In some kind of sad news, for those of you who are regular listeners to our program and have been over the years, Joyce Nance, who was our phone screener for several years, passed away yesterday or the day before. I believe it was the day before yesterday. And, you know, Joyce was a great person, a good friend. She did a marvelous job here. Many of you got to know her on the telephone. She had lung cancer, although she never smoked, but she was a stand-up comedian, and she was always in those clubs where there's lots of smoke. She's also a writer. She's a novelist. And there's a number of her books that you can find. I just checked Amazon, and they're there if you wanted to know more about her or read her writing or you know, even, I suppose, in a small way, support her family, her estate. Just go over to Amazon or what your favorite books, you know, Powell's.com or whatever, and plug in Joyce Nance, N-A-N-C-E, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So, Joyce, R.I.P., we're going to miss you. We already miss you. So, my op-ed today, my opening, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Adopt a Red State, How Democrats Can Expose Republican Cowards. And, you know, here's the predicate to this, and that is that Republicans, well, this is from NBC News, and I'll just quote it. House Republicans are becoming weary and wary of in-person town hall meetings after a number of lawmakers faced hometown crowds angry about the Trump administration's push to slash government programs and staffing. Party leaders suggest that if lawmakers feel the need to hold such events, they do teletown halls or at least vet attendees to avoid scenes that become viral clips, according to GOP sources. A GOP aide has said House Republican leaders are urging lawmakers to stop engaging in them altogether. Okay, so the Republican strategy for dealing with basically pissed off people is to simply no longer hold town halls. Hey, screw the people. You know, Elon will come in. He'll spend enough money. Everybody will vote for me because they'll carpet bomb the district with advertising. We don't have to worry. This is how they're thinking. So there are 215 Democrats in the House of Representatives. There's 47 Democrats in the United States Senate. And I think they should take a lesson from Mark Pocan, Ro Khanna, and Bernie Sanders. I mean, for years, Congressman Pocan has told us all stories about how there's, you know, multiple red districts around his blue district in Wisconsin. It's surrounded by rural districts. And he goes into those rural districts where his Republican colleagues refuse to do town halls or only rarely do town halls and does town halls for them. I mean, what a great idea, right? And Ro Khanna, Congressman Khanna of California, the same deal. I'm not sure if he's been doing it in the past, but last time he was on the program, last Monday, I think it was, a week ago, he just laid it right out. He said, you know, I'm going to hit, as I recall, he said three. It might have been two red districts in California and do town halls because the Republicans won't. And then, of course, in the Senate, you got Bernie Sanders, who's not, I mean, you know, the senators are state by state, not district by district. And so he's just going to other states. He was just in, I believe, Oklahoma. You know, he's traveling around to Midwestern states, red states, and holding, you know, big. I mean, you know, he had a venue that would hold, I think, 2,000 people and 3,400 people signed up. I mean, you know, he's out there kicking ass. 83 years old. So, you know, if Bernie can do it at 83, and Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan have been doing this for a while, Mark Pocan has been doing it for years. If even a quarter of the Democrats in the House of Representatives and a quarter of the senators were to do something like this, were to go into other states and hold town halls, political theater really does work. When a member of Congress or a senator comes home and holds events, that's newsworthy, and it typically gets local coverage. When the person from the opposite party comes into a district or into a state to hold a town hall, that's news. That's guerrilla theater. That's political, you know, political theater. And that's what we need. That breaks through into the media even better than anything else. So, you know, if Chuck Schumer really is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, hit a half a dozen states, Senator. If Hakeem Jeffries is really the guy who's running the Democrats in the House of Representatives, you know, start hitting congressional districts around the country and giving speeches, holding town halls, holding rallies. Invite the people out. People will show up. People are upset. People are pissed. They are energized. And I mean, you know, our founders of this country were willing to fight and die, and many of them did, to create this democracy that Democrats tell us is now at risk. The least these Democrats can do, I mean, it's so easy to just sit around in Washington, D.C. and draw a paycheck and you know, have your aides surround you and do your work for you and just goof off or take a junket, you know, go to the south of France or go, you know, visit the beaches in Thailand and, you know, on an inspection tour. You know, it's so easy to just get cocooned in Washington, D.C. Well, here's how you can bust a member of Congress out of that, or how you can set this up. If you live in a red district, a red congressional district, you're represented by a Republican, go into the largest town in the district and find a venue that you can get for cheap or free. Very often school auditoriums, for example, are available and work for this kind of thing. And very often you can get them for free. Libraries, you know, other public spaces. Maybe there's a commercial space. Maybe there's a bookstore that would, you know, be willing to do something like this. So anyhow, find a venue and then call Democrats in your state who represent Democratic districts, call them in Washington, D.C. and say, hey, you know, you represent the 4th district, but I'm living in the 5th district, which is Republican, and I just got the school auditorium here at the Johnson School, and if you want to come out and do a town hall, I'll help you set it up. I'll be your advance man or woman. And then, you know, let them know. And let a couple of Democrats know and see if one of them will take the bait, see if one of them will come to town and do this. I think this is the sort of thing that, you know, I mean, if you have any doubts about the impact of political theater, just remember back to the Tea Party. Remember when Barack Obama was talking about in Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act having a provision that would allow anybody to opt into Medicare instead of private insurance, regardless of their age? I mean, that was a serious proposal. And that was the thing that got the Koch machine or whichever right-wing billionaires were funding the Tea Party at the time. I believe it was people affiliated with the Koch brothers to get this whole AstroTurf movement out there to, you know, hands off my government, you know, get your government hands off my Medicare. This is crazy stuff. But the Tea Party worked. I mean, the pressure it brought on Obama caused him to back off on that. Public opinion actually does matter. And this is a way to mold public opinion. If our founders were willing to fight and die for our nation, at least our elected officials can hop on a plane and answer some questions for an hour, right? So pass it along. It's over at HartmanReport.com. It's free. You can share it with anybody you want. As I said, it's titled Adopt a Red State, How Democrats Can Expose Republican Cowards. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no. The corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. And you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
They cut your wages, steal your rights, but won't debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade, so let's step in. Stage, adopt a red state, take a stand, fill the halls where cowards ran, show the truth, break the lies, let them hear the other side, adopt a red state, make them see, the GOP's afraid of democracy.
Out there and adopt a red state. Indeed, Democratic members of Congress. And you can encourage your Democratic member of Congress to do it. It's real easy. 202-224-3121. Hey, why don't you get out there into a red district and do a town hall? The Republicans have just abdicated the whole thing. They've just, you know, they're no longer doing them. So, you know, you've got a red district right next door to you. Why don't you go? Now, that's the message to your Democratic member of Congress. Meanwhile, an official installed, there was this guy working in the Social Security Administration. He was a low-level grunt, relatively speaking. And he had apparently gotten a hold of some secret Social Security information and was shoveling it out to Elon Musk's boys. And he got busted for it. Social Security Administration was investigating him. Trump learned about this. And he made him the administrator of Social Security. This guy's now in charge of Social Security. His name is Leland Dudek. And this is kind of crazy. And he has demanded that the employees, that the senior employees at Social Security come up with plans to cut half of the Social Security's workers, which means that making an appointment to get Social Security, filing a claim with Social Security, trying to resolve problems with Social Security, things that might have taken minutes or hours before might take days in the future. It's going to really start pissing people off. They're going to start saying, that's Social Security, it sucks, they never answer the phone, nobody knows what's going on, you know, they're all, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we should privatize Social Security. This is the Republican plan. Damage the program. And then say, hey, look at that damaged program. We should turn this over to J.P. Morgan Chase so that Jamie Dimon can give me another $10,000 bribe. I mean, that's what's going on. Nancy Altman, the head of Social Security Works, she says, contrary to what Elon Musk and his acolytes may believe, AI chatbots are no substitute for in-person service from a human being. I mean, this is what they're going to do, right? They want to replace humans with AI chatbots. The other thing I wanted to raise, Louise and I watch cop shows, among other things. I mean, you know, it's not our study diet, but we were watching FBI International, or no, FBI Most Wanted. And there are two lead characters, two women who are lesbians, and they each had separate lesbian lovers, and now they're kind of sparking together. And this was the show that must have been recorded. This is like three or four shows ago, so it was probably written before Trump came into office, and you know, I don't know the production timeline on FBI Most Wanted, but I'm wondering if now that Trump has gone to war on diversity and you know, black people and queer people and et cetera, I'm wondering if these characters are going to get written out of the script, or if their lesbianism is just going to vanish from the script. Or if, hey, you know, lesbians plays well on television, even in Trump times, so we'll keep doing this. But it's an FBI show. And with Pete Hegseth in charge of the FBI, you know, I suppose unless it's, you know, lesbian-based pornography, I don't think he would have, you know, any desire to, well, we'll see, right? Or no, it's not Pete Hegseth, excuse me, it's Kash Patel in charge of the FBI. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. And then Christy Noem over him. So I'm curious what your thoughts are about whether that depiction of the FBI as being not just tolerant of, but essentially celebrating, you know, queer people within the FBI, whether you think that's going to change, or is it going to change FBI culture? We know from some studies that when cops in cop shows started using larger guns and semi-automatic guns instead of revolvers, cops all over the country started demanding that. So television was actually driving police behavior. And so the question is now, is the Trump administration going to drive television? I mean, it'll probably be 6 months before we know, because, again, the production schedules. But I'm scratching my head on this one. I think it's fascinating.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The drop in consumer confidence in January was the biggest in more than 3 years. A new CBS News YouGov poll finds Americans think it will be a while before the economy improves. Here's CBS News Director of Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
You see more people right now saying they think things will get worse than get better. That's particularly the case among people who say they're having more trouble making ends meet. And you see a third, not most, but a third, who think that things over the next year are going to start booming or growing.
CBS News has learned that President Trump has reduced constraints on American military commanders to authorize airstrikes and special operation raids on their own. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says this is a major change.
The Biden administration had very strict procedures that might require up to seven different people to be involved in making the decision for an airstrike. And the Trump administration wants to cut that down, decentralize it down to more the individual combatant command.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
We're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy in the overnight, the low near 30. A southwest wind, breezy. On Friday, wind advisory. Northwest winds developing with gusts over 40 miles per hour. There will be a slight chance of some rain and sprinkles. Highs in the upper 40s. Currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host for the day. And we have political editor Dan Schaefer recombobulating the news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
That's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame while the people pay for his twisted game. He's shot.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Frank in Hood River, Oregon. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thank you for all you do. It's very important. You've been talking about progressives speaking out against the Trumpists lately. I just wanted to share with your listeners a couple more, maybe more centrist examples of resistance going on. One is Chris Murphy, a Democratic senator from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. He's on numerous outlets. I'm sure you know this. He's on numerous outlets telling people how dangerous it is, what's going on,
yep.
It's necessary, and blunt language
yep.
he's using. And another one is the New York Times, both print editions and digital. They're running a lot of really good articles about Trump and Musk and the destruction of our government.
Yep.
New York Times is not bending the knee. And the last one I wanted to mention is The Week magazine, W-E-E-K. It's not weak at all. It's been a very good magazine for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought your listeners might want to be aware of these things that are going on.
Right, alternatives to The Washington Post, as it were. And also look
right.
for your local newspapers. I mean, you know, The Oregonian seems to be doing a reasonable job. They were owned by a New York hedge fund for a while. I think they've been bought by a local company, though, here in Oregon. Could be wrong.
Right, right.
But
it's kind of like a coup, what's going on. It is a coup, actually. Yeah.
It absolutely is. Frank, thank you. That was a great list. Renee in Sheridan, Oregon. Hey, Renee, what's on your mind? Wow, Oregon calls today. What's up? Renee?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I watch you every day. You're an inspiration, and I tell everybody about your program.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that we had our first demonstration yesterday in Yamhill County, which is a red county, and there was only about 10 people showed up, but we had so many. We did it in a very busy intersection, about 4:30 to 5:30, and people would honk and wave and were so happy. We had about 30% that gave us a finger, but otherwise most people were very happy to see people doing something. And I just want to say I did this myself. I went down to the Democratic Party, and I said, we got to do something. We have to do something. And we just started our first demonstration yesterday, and we're going to do this every week on Wednesday at 4:30 and for the next 3.5 years. But you got to be the person to go down there and do something. You got to be the spark to do something.
I just
want to let people know that.
That is great.
I'm 81,
right?
And I'm not stopping.
There you go. Yeah, good on you, Renee. And, you know, I remember during the Vietnam War, you know, in 65, basically, 66, there were just a small number of demonstrators who were just showing up. And by 67, 68, it had become a movement. You know,
That's right.
I remember during the Iraq War, I started this program. I think it'll be 22 years ago next month. We started in March of 2023, so you can do the math on that. And the war in Iraq was underway in Afghanistan. But actually, I don't know if Iraq had yet been invaded. They were talking about it. I think it had been. But that was what provoked me, was the whole, you know, Afghanistan-Iraq war stuff that George Bush was doing. And again, the demonstrations were very small initially, and then they just grew in time over time to the point that they helped elect Barack Obama. So good on you.
That's what we're going to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Big oaks grow from little shoots. Thank you, Renee. Rudy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Rudy, what's up?
Good day, Tom. So question. I have a question before I get to my statement. So lack of a better word, if these people are not devils, what do you call them?
Well, I don't think that broad brushing them is all that useful. I mean, you've got the useful idiots. You've got people who just, you know, they've bought into what's going on and they think it's the right thing. My guess is that, for example, Trump's press secretary is one of those people. You know, they just don't have a lot of information. Then you've got the people who are just clearly hypocrites. Marco Rubio has been, you know, speaking out against tyrants and Putin for decades. And now he's, you know, as quickly as he can, rushing to lick Putin's boots. You know, there you've got your hypocrites. And then you've got your just dedicated fascists, you know, the people who, J.D. Vance, I think, is in that category, who are just have bought into this whole techno-fascist thing, these right-wing billionaires. I would argue that Elon Musk is probably in that category. They follow people like Curtis Yarvin, you know, these philosopher kings of the new libertarian right. And then on top of that, you got sadists in there. I mean, Trump is flying Andrew Tate home from Romania right now, where he was under arrest for rape and sex trafficking of women.
Our
tax dollars are flying this guy home, right? And then you got the racists.
All right,
I mean, that's the collection. Those five or six categories, and I think that it's important
They're devils, but hey, Tom. So here's my thing. Politics and religion have failed. I don't think those two things, they can do their thing. But at the end of the day, Tom, we're going to have to make places like Walmart and Home Depot, we're going to have to really make Walmart really basically fall to their knees. Because Walmart is in every city, every small town in this country. And if we hit them, we hit the Home Depot, Chick-fil-A, it doesn't matter. That this is the only thing that these people know is money. We have to do that. We have to hit Walmart so hard to where it makes everything stop. If this country stopped, let it be because we the people made it stop. Yeah. We can't let this thing stop because Donald Trump and Elon or Putin put their finger on the scale. We have to be the scale. We have to make this stop. Capitalism has gone too far to the right. I don't have a problem with capitalism. Like the senator, what's her name? I forgot how she said it. Senator Warren. Warren said this a long time ago. Capitalism is out of the three, it's probably the best one because it grows from the middle out when properly regulated. But it's gone, Tom.
Yeah.
These people have taken capitalism.
No, they want unregulated capitalism, which is
and it doesn't work that way.
Right. In fact, in your body, when your cells lose their regulation, dysregulated cells, we call that cancer. It just grows and eats everything around it.
That's right. So Walmart has to take a hit, Tom. Got to hit Walmart, and the reason why I say Walmart because I'm an independent driver. I know where the freight is going. I know where the money's at. And Walmart is at the top of the heap.
Yeah,
and we go down from there.
No, I'm with you. The way to go after them, in my opinion, is with the antitrust laws, anti-monopoly laws. Every time a Walmart comes into a community over the next 5 years, about 100 stores go out of business, 100 locally owned businesses go out of business. reversing that process is going to be really difficult, and it's going to take a lot of time. But it's going to take at least a couple of administrations dedicated to enforcing antitrust laws. So, Rudy, I got to move along, but you know, spot on. You nailed it. Thank you. Howard in Seattle. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I love your pithy openings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, I just was reading Nextdoor, which I don't want to endorse, even though I just did it. But I saw that there's a bill in the Washington House that's being proposed that's all about removing, ending voting by mail. They're going to it's this bill 1584, ending vote by mail for non-absentee voters and restoring in-person voting at polling places and voting centers.
Right, and Republicans are all over this.
Yeah, I know, and
but
I
you've got a Democratic governor. It's not going to pass. It'll get vetoed.
Thank goodness. But at the same time, I just wanted to bring it to your attention that this is like insidious. They're really trying to turn voting on and upside down in all the states across the country.
That's
terrible.
That's how Republicans have seized control of multiple states, and it's how they're holding control of states. It's what Greg Palast wrote about and talked about yesterday. It's why I've been writing about it forever. I wrote a whole book about it, The Hidden History of the War on Voting. And, you know, they're all following Paul Weyrich's old edict. You know, I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by the majority. They never have been in this country. In fact, quite candidly, as the voting populace goes down, our influence goes up. I'm paraphrasing badly here, but that was the essence of what he said. Howard, spot on. Thank you. I was unaware of that legislation, but I'm not real worried about it. They try to do that here in Oregon all the time, too. We've been voting by mail for over two decades.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I will add, it works really well. And we have among the highest voter participation rates in the country, which is really exciting.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Elon's in D.C., whispering deals, shaking hands, pulling strings, greasing the wheels. Department of Education, cut it down to size. Keep them dumb, keep them blind, feed them AI lies. He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars. He's controlling the chatter. What does Musk want? What's he really after? DC's on a leash, bowing to the master. Power ain't enough, he's the puppet caster. Flipping the switch on democracy faster.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm so sorry about Joyce, and in memory, I will get one of her books. And, great. Tom, you and Louise need to enjoy a relaxing, peaceful week, I hope, because you have been so incredible. You need to relax.
Thank you. Although I will be writing a Hartman report every day while we're gone. So
that's wonderful.
This is an annual vacation. We get together with our my brothers from Michigan and their families. And, you know, I'm looking
nice.
Forward to it.
And I watched a little bit of Trump's so-called cabinet meeting with the psycho killer Musk controlling, running the session. And there was a clip where Trump, they showed it. He's just looking at his cell phone, not paying attention, but I don't care about that. But his lies about fixing funding Ebola, he's so scary. He just lies. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that really drove me crazy was the sycophant, obedient press. Trump's press couldn't bend over low enough to lick his boots.
Yeah.
And the castrated cabinet just watched. And everybody grovels at its feet. It's just, it's so awful to watch. And I think we're already in the red alarm fire with Trump controlling the military. And I think we need a shadow military. We need a plan B. We need our senators, governors, and Congress. I hope they are discussing what to do. What if there is martial law? And blue states are more intelligent, much more wealthy. Kentucky can join in. They have a Democratic governor. There may come a time where we need to succeed from this dark, dictator. And I hope they're thinking of all the different ways to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 3.5+ years to go here. It's going to be a rough ride. You know, the one little bright spot is that there's an election coming up. The downside is that they're already purging people from the voting rolls, and Trump has $500 billion in his war chest to destroy any politician who crosses him and to help his friends and punish his enemies. So,
and I was of your opinion, too, that we needed to purge their voters. I always said that there was somebody in the South that purged one of the, senators, a Republican senator. That was great. But we need to get thousands of them off.
I think we need to fight fire with fire. It stirred up quite a debate when I posted it. But I continue to think that you can fight fire with fire. Jessica, thank you for the call. Mark in Skokie, Illinois. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You know what? This is amazing that I'm talking to you. Literally every time I listen to you, and I'm not like always listening, I learn something new. And so I've just started to listen more. And literally every day, I consider myself to be well-informed. So thank you for taking my call. This is about voter suppression, mm-hmm. just like what you've been talking about lately. Why can't we take the fight to them? And what I mean by that is class action lawsuit. The voters. So if there's voter fraud on one side, you are gaining a vote. If there's voter suppression, you're losing a vote. But when there's voter fraud, you're charging these people thousands of dollars, you're putting them in jail. When there's voter suppression, you get promoted to be the state's attorney of Florida or wherever.
Correct.
So why can't just the citizen or the Democratic Party file a class action lawsuit?
Because what they're doing is not against the law, Mark. This has been ratified by the U.S. Supreme Court. We passed laws outlawing this stuff in 64, 65, 65, the Voting Rights Act. In the early 70s, 73, 74, there were multiple pieces of legislation that limited the power of big money in government or in politics. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court struck all that stuff down in a series of decisions. Buckley, Bilotti, Citizens United, and McCutcheon. These four decisions just, you know, basically said, Shelby County was the big one. In 2018, where it just gutted the Voting Rights Act and said, oh, no, yeah, you can deny people their ability to vote or even register to vote based on their race or based on where they live. So the problem, Mark, is that what they're doing is not just legal. It's been endorsed by the Supreme Court. And now you've got virtually every red state, as far as I know, every red state right now is actively purging, using postcards, sending out postcards to people. Into blue areas, into the few blue cities that are still left in those red states, and purging those people off the voting rolls. And this is how people like Brian Kemp and Greg Abbott stay in power. They're going to do more and more of it. And the only way to stop it is to change the laws, to overrule the Supreme Court. And Republicans, of course, are not going to do that. And when Democrats tried to do that, and we were very, very close to it, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema got paid off by Republicans and stabbed us in the back. And I'm worried that John Fetterman is fixing to do the same thing. Republicans are very, very good at corrupting. Just one or two Democrats is all they need to just blow the whole thing all to hell. So we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for the call. I love your passion. Keep thinking. It's the top of the hour here. Phil Itner, live from Ukraine, is going to be with us on the other side of this break, and we'll find out what's going on there and what that country is thinking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Get.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I am Christopher Cruz in Washington. Congressional sources tell CBS News that more federal workers have been fired, including 880 at NOAA alone.
Several hundred workers from the National Weather Service, which includes meteorologists, were also included in the reduction. Departments are critical to advancing science and climate research, as well as providing life-saving weather forecasts and warnings for the public. It's the latest round of cuts to the federal workforce as the Trump administration looks to reduce staffing and costs. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Ukraine's president is coming to Washington to meet with President Trump. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House says he's expected to agree to turn over some of his country's resources to the U.S.
The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed for the money and hundreds of billions of dollars poured into helping Ukraine defend itself.
When asked if he would apologize to President Zelensky for calling